could sleep in a gay world, he could be that boy. But I'm not that girl. Don't dream too far. Don't lose sight of who you are. Don't remember that rush of he could be that boy, but I'm not that girl. Every so often we long to steal to the land of what might have been, but that doesn't soften the ache we feel when reality steps back in. She wins him. Gold hair with a gentle curl. That's the girl he chose. And heaven knows I'm not that girl.
And that was Temporary Butterfly singing I'm Not That Girl from Wicked.
The musical.
Woo! Okay, Tempe, I shall start. I really
enjoyed...
Yeah, woo! I really enjoyed your emotion on this. I think you really brought it in the emotion department. You have a really pretty voice, and I could tell that you felt this song. And I liked how you changed it up here and there and, like, tried to, like, put little runs and stuff like that. I thought it was really cool. But I do think the low notes in this were too low for you. And some parts were, like, just kind of rough around the edges for me. And I know, like, this seems like an easy song, but don't, like, I know, obviously, you probably know this, too. But it's actually really tricky because some of those notes are, like, come out of nowhere. And they're like, whoa, that's actually, like, down way, whoa, down there. So... So it's actually like it's a harder song. Like Wicked in general is a harder musical to sing. And
can we say who screwed her?
No, this was one where I wasn't sure, so I can't say if I was allowed to. I think I am. I think she knows, but just for the sake, you know, I give everyone that anonymous
the benefit of
benefit,
the
you know,
something
of the doubt, but it's not really that. I don't know. Anyway. But yeah, I think vocally you sounded really shaky on some of the notes, and you were kind of like falling off the pitch a little bit on some parts. But overall, it was really pretty, and yeah, it was enjoyable to listen to, Tempe. So I don't know who should go next.
Valk
should go.
Yeah, I've done this song before. It's like hard to sing the low notes and stuff. Like, I switched them up because I didn't feel like trying.
Valk doesn't feel like trying. She just does things her way.
I do not. I'm just like, whatever. If I'm trying, then not sound me. But it's like, it sounded like really robotic emotionally, and you need to like be or sound really emo and depressed when you sing this song. And it kind of sounded like the overacty rounds in like Fitting Quest Broadway to me. Like,
oh my god.
It sounded like a high school production of Wicked and someone singing it, like, that's how the emotion sounded to me. Like, I wish you would have made it sound more, like, sincere, because it just kind of sounded like, yeah, like that. And yeah, it was kind of, like, rough. People were, like, singing it, like, straight through, like, and it was kind of, like, yeah, pretty much what Sky said. It was, like, really rough around the edges. Like, I don't know how long you worked on this, but, like, yeah, I don't know. I'm worried about you, too.
Blackjack?
Yeah, well, I didn't think it was overacty, but I thought it could have used a lot, I mean, a lot more performance, like how Autumn was just, she performed the hell out of it, and we were, like, into it, because, and you're gonna, you, like, for any Broadway song, you know, you have to act just as much as you have to sing, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and I think it could have used more of that.
I thought I was feeling emotion because, like, the parts where, when she was singing, she would do, like, these little vocal inflections and, do different things with the notes and stuff and kind of waver off. And I think, you know, a part of the reason why it was so kind of, like, rough for us was her trying to emote more through vocal, like,
it was,
you know what I'm saying? Like, doing different things.
She was trying to vocal emote instead of,
yeah,
instead of emote.
If this makes sense.
I acting know. Emote.
I don't know. But I felt the emotion. I just think it was a little bit rough. But
yeah.
Yeah. Let us see. I can't say. I'm so sorry, Tempe. I think you know. And, like, I don't think this was a screw. I think your voice sounds pretty on it. It was just a little low because the notes are way down there. But yeah, I think that's all we can say about this one. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So let's move on. Let's see who's next. Next up we have Melly. And she's singing Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Can you feel the love tonight? Let's see if we feel this love. Yeah. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
I can see what's happening. What? And they don't have a clue. Oh, they'll fall in love, and here's the bottom line. Our trio's down to two. Oh, this sleep could isn't planned. There's magic everywhere. And with all this romantic atmosphere, disaster's in the air. Can you feel the love tonight? The peace, the heat. In perfect harmony with all its living things. So many things to tell her, but how to make her see the truth about my past? Impossible. She turned away from me. He's holding back, he's hiding. But what I can't decide, why won't he be the king? I know he is the king I see inside. Can you feel the love tonight? The peace the evening brings. The world for once in perfect. With all its living things, can you feel the love tonight? You needn't look too far. Stealing through the night's uncertainty, love is. can be assumed. His carefree days with us are history. In short, our pal is doomed.
And that was Melissa singing Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Little Lion King up in our household. Yeah. I thought it was very, very, very pretty. Let's start with Thelke. Thelke.
This was fun. This was like fun to listen to. It wasn't that challenging. So it's just pretty. Your Timon was really funny. I like loved the Timon in the beginning. At the end, like, it got a little messy though. Like, when Timon and Pumbaa came back in, it got a little messy and like the key change. I forgot what happened to the key change. Oh, he started to like push a little on the key change and like throughout too. Like on perfect in the beginning. So like just like relax when you want to push the notes so it sounds like smoother, because like it was really pretty, but then you were pushing some notes so it kind of like ruined how smooth it sounded. And yeah, the Timon and Simba at the end were kind of like harmonized a little weird, but other than that, this is like a really good submission and it was pretty and I liked listening to it. Hello, I'm done.
Okay. I was like, I can't hear you anymore.
Yep, I was done.
Oh, okay. Blackjack, what do you think?
I really, really liked this. I thought it was really pretty. And I liked her acting in the beginning a lot. And just the way she was saying things, and she did a good job of like performing it too. And yeah, I don't have much to say that's already not been said, but I'm not someone who like I can't really critique things too much. I just know if I like it or don't.
He's very straightforward. I kinda like this.
Yo dog, that was tight.
Yeah, you're that, so
that was
Randy.
That was so.
You're so Randy. Okay. I loved the beginning acting bits. Like Valk said, the last bit seemed off to me. Like, when Timon and Pumbaa came back in. But that whole middle section when you were actually singing was so pretty. Woman. Sorry, I'm like eating. I had myself another piece of Costco pizza. Oh, yeah. I loved when you were, when you kind of, like, switch into Nala. It wasn't so much that you switched your voice, but it just, like, the tenderness at that moment really stuck with me. And so I remembered I wanted to say it because I wrote down Nala. And, yeah, I really love your singing voice, Millie. So pretty. And I think you vocally soared on this. It was really nice. Let's see. Oh, I'm supposed to make my black fishy voice for Millie because she wants me to say vroom vroom baby. So vroom vroom baby. Okay. That's bad. Now I can reveal who gave you this, Melly.
Finally, I've been waiting.
It was Temporary Butterfly.
Oh, no, Temp.
Yeah, Temp, like, she says that she picks the winners, so we shall see. We shall see where Melly ends up tonight. Yeah.
Da-da-da.
Let me see who's next. Up next, we have Nani.
La, la, la,
give it to me, baby. Nani. Okay, let's listen.
Dear kindly
Sergeant Krupke, you gotta understand, it's just our bringing up ye that gets us out of hand. Our mothers all are junkies, our fathers all are drunks. Golly Moses, naturally we're punks.
Gee, Officer Krupke, we're really upset. We never have the love that every child ought to get. We ain't no delinquents, we're misunderstood. Deep down inside us, there is good.
There is good.
There is good, there is good, there is untapped good. Like inside, the worst of us is good.
That's a touching good story. You should tell it again.
I'll tell it to the world.
Just tell it to the judge.
Judge, Your Honor, my parents treat me rough with all the marijuana. They won't give me a puff. They didn't want to have me, but somehow I was had. Leaping lizards, that's why I'm so bad.
Right,
Officer Krupke, you're really a square. This boy don't need a judge, he needs an analyst care. It's just his neurosis that ought to be curbed. He's psychologically disturbed.
I'm disturbed?
We're disturbed, we're disturbed, we're the most disturbed. Like we're psychologically disturbed.
Opinion in this court, this child is depraved on account of he ain't had a normal home. So take him to a head shrinker.
Is a bastard. My ma's an SOB. My grandpa's always plastered. My grandma pushes tea. My sister wears a mustache. My brother wears a dress. Goodness gracious, that's why I'm a mess.
Officer Krupke, you're really a slob. This boy don't need a doctor, just a good on his job. Society's played him a terrible trick, and sociologically he's sick.
I am sick.
We're sick, we're sick, we're sick, sick, sick. Like we're so sociologically sick.
This child don't need to have his head shrunk at all. Juvenile delinquency is purely a social disease.
Dear kindly social worker, they say go earn a buck. Like be a soda jerker, which means like be a schmuck. It's not I'm anti-social, I'm only anti-work. Glory escape! That's why I'm a jerk.
Officer Krupke, you've done it again. This boy don't need a job, he needs a year in the pen. It ain't just a question of misunderstood. Deep down inside him, he's no good.
I'm no good.
We're no good, we're no good, we're no earthly good. Like the best of us is no damn good.
The trouble is he's crazy.
The trouble is he drinks.
The trouble is he's lazy.
The trouble is he stinks.
The trouble is he's growing.
The trouble is he's grown.
And that was Nani singing G, Officer Krupke. Da-da-da-da-da. Oh my gosh! You're so adorable! You're so cute! Your little boy voices are so amazing. And the backgrounds really sounded like a chorus of little boys. I was like, oh my gosh. I don't remember this song at all, but it's from West Side Story. And I think it's so funny because I totally forgot to tell people what song Nani was doing before. So they're just going to like be like, oh, it's Nani. And then they're going to hear that. And they're going to be like, what the heck? That was... Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love the accents. I loved everything. I have nothing to say about this. This was so great. So good.
This Nani... Oh, do you say Valk?
Oh, no. I just said the end.
So oh, I thought you said Valk. I want to go Nani... It. This was beautiful. This is my favorite song I've heard all year. I'm saying it, bam.
Whoa.
I loved every single cotton picking second of this song.
Cotton picking.
Just every single time you came in with a new voice, I just came into the chat. What the hell, Nani? This is amazing. Oh, shit, another voice. Oh, hell, another voice. This is like, I really, like, personally, I appreciate, not appreciate, but I like more entertaining and funny songs compared to vocally correct songs. Impaired. Anyway, and this was like, this I love the hell out of this song. This was amazing. I love this. I'm going to down. I'm gonna buy an iPod so I can put the song on it.
I loved it too. It was so good. Valk.
Beat that, Valk.
This was glorious. Like whoever gave this to you is a freaking moron. This is like so awesome. I love like the Arnold voice later that came in, and like everything about this was amazing. It was really funny and adorable, and like the other covers I've heard of this, like the chorus part sounds super clony, but like you did it in a way where like it sounded like it was all like you, but like not clony.
Different
but it sounded
voices.
Like yeah, but it didn't sound like different voices to me. It sounded like
different
Nani,
personalities.
But...
yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much that like it was like everyone had like voice things. It was just like so distinct personas, and I was just so impressed. I have no West Side Story, but I don't know it like really.
Yeah,
well.
I don't know it like super well. I just know
this
song
like
from Foreman.
This is like one of those songs that is not like super famous from the show, so I don't really know
yeah.
it that much. But I know I've heard it before, cause like it's such a like a like catchy tune.
Catchy tune.
Yeah, but
whoever gave Nani a song with harmonies and backtracks is a fool, like Valk said. Mm-hmm. Nani, me, your mom, and Dylan are all on the same page. We have no idea why you're not famous yet, and we're mad at you for that.
I'm not
we're
mad
at you.
I love
we're
Nani.
Mad at
I support
Nani.
You. You should be famous, I support
Nani
you.
Nani needs to get famous so we can ride her coattails.
Not famous, but like you could definitely do this. She probably does Nani do this, like record for a living? Like
she has
I wouldn't be surprised.
Shop.
I know
she sings for stuff. I'm sure she must sing for stuff.
Well, she could also be a voice actress. I want to hear Nani in an acting show.
Go, that's Nani. It. Act away.
I know. She's such a good actress and, like, voice actress. I want to hear her act.
Her act. It is demanded of you from this moment forward. So, yeah, I can reveal who gave this to Nani, actually. Would you like to hear?
Yeah, drum roll.
Drum roll it.
Hail.
It was Melly.
Oh, good job, Melly. Do you think Melly was trying to screw her?
No, Melly wasn't trying to screw her. I think Melly just wanted to hear like her do voices.
Great choice, Melly.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. All right, then. Up next is Snowfender. And if you guys recall, Snow has two songs to sing. So
Daily Double.
Yes. So I think we're going to go one, then critique it, then two, and critique it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. First up.
And if Snow gets last in either of the songs,
yeah.
She's out. She is Vominos. She's adios, baby. I got to get my Spanish.
She's Vominos. Let's go, baby. Let's go. yeah, so first up, we have Snowfender singing Fireflies by Al City. Yay!
Oh, I know this song.
Good. Alright, let's listen.